Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Remarkable by David Cronfeld, a comprehensive guide tailored for professionals eager to enhance their careers through integrity and teamwork. Published in 2021, Remarkable addresses crucial aspects such as self-promotion, navigating through mistakes, and handling disagreements. Cronfeld compellingly argues that progress in one's career stems not from self-serving tactics, but from a commitment to humility and collaborative success. David Cronfeld brings to the table an extensive background in venture capital and telecommunications, fortified by over 40 years of experience. His academic journey at the Wharton School of Business and roles in prominent firms like Booz Allen and Boston Capital Ventures, along with his leadership at JK&B, a Chicago-based investment firm, underscore his profound understanding of business dynamics. This book is ideal for managers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and anyone who values being a team player and is looking to grow professionally in a way that benefits not just themselves, but also those around them. Tune in to explore how you can make significant strides in your career by being, quite simply, remarkable. Remarkable, Proven Insights to Accelerate Your Career. Introduction. What does true teamwork mean in business? In the bustling world of business, the traditional advice often centers on individual achievement. Work harder, smarter, and quicker to climb the career ladder. Yet, David Cronfeld, a veteran in the business arena, challenges this solo flight perspective. He proposes a paradigm shift, suggesting that business is fundamentally a team sport, understanding that no one is indispensable and that success is a collective effort is crucial, he asserts. This chapter explores the evolution of business philosophy as articulated by Cronfeld. It delves into the values and mindsets necessary to not just participate but to excel in this team-oriented business world. Throughout this section, you'll discover the power of humility in advancing your career, learn the importance of owning up to your mistakes, and acquire strategies for delivering constructive criticism effectively, all without triggering defensiveness from others. These insights form the cornerstone of modern effective business practices that emphasize collaboration and mutual success. Part 1. Experience trumps brilliance in business success. Intelligence manifests in myriad forms. Some excel in understanding social nuances, others in languages or logical reasoning. Traditionally, intelligence has been narrowly defined by academic prowess, where mastering complex ideas is the norm, and IQ often predicts one's potential for academic success. However, the business realm operates differently. Here, success isn't about absorbing and regurgitating information, but about grasping a few fundamental concepts and repeatedly applying them effectively. It's an environment where experience outweighs theoretical knowledge, debunking the myth that a high IQ is necessary for business success. In academic settings, intelligence is measured by the ability to absorb and integrate vast amounts of new information into complex, abstract models. High IQ individuals often excel in these environments. But business challenges are seldom black and white. Unlike academic problems with clear-cut answers, business dilemmas involve navigating through myriad shades of gray, assessing risks and rewards without guaranteed outcomes. This is where practical experience becomes invaluable. The key insight here is straightforward. Success in business relies more on experience than on raw intellectual genius. Schools might champion book smarts, but in the business world, a diverse set of skills is paramount. Communication, interpersonal relations, leadership abilities, and creativity are crucial. These skills are less about formal education and more about real-world application, learning by doing, refined over years. Ultimately, while there's no shortcut to gaining valuable business experience, the process can be accelerated. This chapter provides key strategies to not only speed up your learning curve, but also to apply your experiences effectively in the business arena. Yitzhak Part 2. Standing out for the right reasons. a key to career progression. What propels someone's career forward? If you ask successful individuals, they might recite a familiar trio of directives: put in the hours, work smart, and give your all. While these guidelines aren't misguided, since laziness and mediocrity hardly lead to success, they're notably broad and ambiguous. What does working smart really entail, and how can you tell if you're achieving it? There are myriad strategies that might be considered smart, but such general advice might leave you more confused than empowered. Fortunately, it's possible to navigate beyond this vague advice to truly make strides in your career. The essential message here is clear. To level up your career, gaining visibility among influential individuals for commendable reasons is crucial. Consider the distinction philosophers draw between necessary and sufficient conditions. Oxygen and water are necessary for human survival, but they aren't sufficient. We also need nourishment and shelter to truly thrive. This analogy applies to your professional life as well. Working diligently and competently are necessary elements for success, but they alone aren't enough. So what else is required? You need to excel in competition. Whether securing a job or climbing up to a higher rung on the career ladder, each move pits you against others. Success means outperforming these contenders. While necessary conditions focus mainly on your actions, hard work, and competence, considering sufficient conditions introduces a competitive angle. How do your efforts compare to others? The initial step in this competitive arena is to become noticeable. Being invisible to decision makers renders comparisons moot. But mere visibility isn't enough. It's about catching the eye of the right people, those in positions to influence your career trajectory, and for the right reasons. Visibility for negative behaviors, such as tardiness or errors, won't aid your advancement. Instead, it's about showcasing your strengths and capabilities to those who have the authority to make meaningful decisions about your professional future. Part 3: Building respect through humility and trust. In the competitive arena of business, getting recognized for the right traits is paramount. Consider intelligence, a quality universally cherished. Naturally, you'd want your peers to acknowledge your intellect, but how can you ensure they do? There are chiefly two strategies. You could actively boast about your smarts, ensuring everyone is aware of your intellectual prowess. This approach, however, tends to backfire and may paint you as arrogant rather than intelligent. So what's the effective alternative? Act intelligently and let your actions speak for themselves. The principal message here is straightforward. Humility, combined with trust, breeds respect. Adopt the storyteller's creed: show, don't tell. People are highly observant and can usually detect nuances in behavior that hint at a deeper character or capacity. In a professional setting, if you devise an innovative solution or identify a hidden opportunity, articulate its benefits compellingly without boasting of its brilliance or your role in it. People will recognize and appreciate intelligence and creativity more when you display humility in your accomplishments. This philosophy extends to recognizing your contributions. While it's important that your work doesn't go unnoticed or uncredited, aggressively claiming credit can be detrimental. Taking undue credit or undermining colleagues to highlight your contribution not only harms relationships but also damages your reputation as a team player. Thus, a successful strategy relies heavily on trusting your colleagues' perceptiveness. Assuming they're competent, they will likely recognize and value your contributions. If you ever feel undervalued, reevaluate the situation with objectivity. Consider how often you express appreciation toward your colleagues. If it's not a regular practice, there's a chance their appreciation is also more implicit than openly expressed. Always remember, confidence in your abilities, coupled with humility in their display, will naturally foster respect and advance your career in more profound ways than overt self-promotion ever could. Part 4: Mistakes are forgivable. Loss of credibility is not. Why is it so difficult for people to admit when they've made a mistake? Typically, two main reasons come into play. First, there's fear of punishment. Avoiding responsibility might seem like a sensible way to dodge negative repercussions. The second reason revolves around preserving one's image. Many believe that their reputation is indispensable and fear that admitting errors could tarnish their competent persona. This challenge to the ego, which strives to maintain an idealized self-image, makes acknowledging faults uncomfortable indeed. However, maintaining a good reputation precisely requires acknowledging mistakes. Ignoring them can erode something far more critical than the facade of infallibility. The core lesson here is, while mistakes are part of the job, losing your credibility can end your career. Consider the example of a fresh recruit in the army learning quickly from peers to never admit a fault. This tactic, learned from my time in the Israeli military, centers on crafting excuses no matter the blunder, which may work in a strict military context to avoid severe consequences. However, this approach can be counterproductive in civilian professions. My early career at Booz Allen provided a pivotal learning experience following this mindset. Once, during a meeting with an important client, I was asked about a dataset I hadn't analyzed. Instead of admitting this, I deflected by questioning the data's relevance, which, by sheer luck, turned out to be a correct assumption. The client may have been satisfied, but my mentor was not. In a debriefing afterward, he sternly advised me never to mask a mistake. He explained that while errors are natural and generally forgivable, dishonesty isn't. People understand and can empathize with making wrong decisions or missing details. Expecting perfection in anyone is unreasonable. However, trust breaks down when someone consistently denies their errors, appearing to put their self-image or personal interests before the integrity of their work. This behavior doesn't just reflect poorly on an individual, it casts a long shadow on their reliability and, ultimately, their career prospects. So, remember, owning up to mistakes not only fosters trust and respect, but also safeguards your most valuable professional asset, your credibility. Part 5. Good Management. Penalize deceit, not errors. We've examined the personal approach to handling mistakes, but what about from a managerial perspective? How should leaders handle the inevitable errors their teams make? First, it's vital to acknowledge that mistakes are part of human nature. Nobody can predict the future perfectly, and decisions are often made with incomplete information. The second point to consider is that while mistakes can't always be prevented, they can usually be corrected if you understand how and why they occurred. This understanding hinges on getting honest feedback from those involved, which may not happen if they fear punishment. The essential principle here is, effective managers punish lies, not mistakes. From childhood, people learn to associate mistakes with negative consequences, which can range from fines to public embarrassment. This conditioning encourages hiding or downplaying errors rather than openly admitting and learning from them. This human tendency can be a significant barrier for managers seeking to resolve issues and learn from errors. If employees fear repercussions, they might not provide a full or truthful explanation of what went wrong, leading to flawed analyses and repeated mistakes. The solution for managers is straightforward. Create an environment where mistakes are not punished, but expected as learning opportunities. By doing so, you encourage transparency and honesty, essential for diagnosing problems and preventing future ones. However, simply implementing this policy might not be enough if your team remains skeptical. To truly embed this approach, communicate clearly and consistently that errors confessed are opportunities for growth, not triggers for punishment. But equally, make it known that deceit or covering up mistakes will have consequences. This distinction not only promotes a culture of honesty, but also helps in building a resilient and adaptable team. By positioning honesty as a valued trait and penalizing only deceit, you can foster an open environment where mistakes become stepping stones to collective improvement and success. Part 6. Mastering the Art of Persuasive Critique with Empathy. It's no secret that criticism or disagreement can quickly sour interactions, no matter the setting. Everyone has experienced the sting of feeling invalidated or dismissed, a testament to the deeply personal connection people often have with their ideas. For managers, navigating this terrain is especially tricky. Acting on flawed concepts is clearly detrimental, yet overt disagreement can strain team dynamics, leading to decreased morale and productivity. However, there is a tactful way to handle such situations that centers on the manner of delivering feedback. The core insight to grasp is: persuading others becomes smoother when you consider their emotions. Communication isn't just about what is said, it's equally about how it's said. This includes both verbal cues and nonverbal behavior, such as body language and tone. Focusing first on demeanor, it's important to approach discussions with a non-confrontational attitude. People naturally mirror the emotional states they perceive in others. An aggressive stance is likely to breed defensiveness, whereas a calm and friendly demeanor can set the stage for open, constructive dialogue. Simple actions can help maintain a relaxed atmosphere. Speak in a gentle, measured tone. Use open gestures instead of pointing or jabbing. Nod to show agreement, and maintain a neutral expression when you disagree. Smiling, one of the simplest yet most powerful tools, can also help ease the tension. Moving on to the formulation of your critique, begin with disarmament. Clarify your respect for the other person's viewpoint from the outset, signaling that your intention is not to belittle but to explore. When articulating the critique itself, start with acknowledgement of the valid points they've made, which validates their perspective and efforts. Then, transition delicately to your concerns. Instead of bluntly stating, "but you're wrong," pose a question that invites consideration of alternative angles, such as, "could we also think about..." By integrating these techniques, empathetic demeanor and thoughtful articulation of disagreement, you create a conducive environment for not just delivering criticism, but for fostering an atmosphere of mutual respect and collaborative problem solving. This approach not only makes it easier to address contentious issues, but also strengthens relationships and enhances team dynamics. Final summary. The overarching theme woven through the insights shared is clear. The path to career progression is less about individual spectacle and more about strategic humility and authenticity. To elevate your career trajectory, it's crucial to gain visibility, but not through ostentatious displays of your own capabilities. Instead, foster an environment where your competence and dedication are recognized naturally by those whose opinions are pivotal. Being humble, allowing your work to stand on its own merits, and trusting that your efforts will be noticed without forceful assertion can significantly benefit your professional reputation. Equally important is your approach to mistakes, yours and others. Adopting a stance of honesty and accountability when errors occur protects your credibility, while extending understanding and patience to others reinforces a collaborative and supportive workplace culture. Moreover, handling disagreements with tact and empathy not only prevents potential conflicts, but also encourages open communication, enhancing team dynamics and decision-making processes. In summation, advancing in your career involves a balanced mix of visibility, humility, accountability, and diplomacy, qualities that, when combined, pave the way for not just personal success, but collective achievement as well. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.